Good morning. It's January 20th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Breathe, and the music you're listening to is Music for Dreaming off the Breathe album. Looking for peace? Close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. That inner connection and peace are always there, available to you at any moment. Nanette Matthews. I remember getting my first Indiglo watch back in the early 70s. It was possibly the coolest thing ever. Not only did it glow at night, but it was digital. That's right, the numbers changed like magic. There were no little hands to march around the face in a circle, and no guessing about what time it indicated. It told you exactly what time it was to the digital second. That's all it did. It just told time, and you could see it at night. Oh, and you never had to wind it. Wow! Last evening during the national championship football game, my wristwatch tingled for a moment as my Apple Watch vibrated silently. When I turned my wrist to see the face, a beautiful blue flower twirled and pulsed as it got larger and larger. Instructions on the face told me it was time to breathe, informed me when I had last breathed, gave me a total of times I had breathed today, and announced my pulse in red. My watch shows me the stock market, the weather, the news, the sports, my calendar, reminders, my bank account, how many calories I've eaten, how many steps I've walked, how long I slept last night, displays pictures, plays music, opens my car doors, and can turn my car on, controls the lights and temperature in my house, among other things. Oh, and it tells time. I was struck by the irony here. The most technologically advanced piece of equipment, probably ever, at least in regard to its size, was reminding me to breathe, to close my eyes, to separate myself from the chaos brought on by, well, technology. It seems odd but true that we have to remind ourselves to breathe. Not, of course, the automatic, mechanical act of moving oxygen into our blood, but the conscious act of intermittently clearing our minds, focusing on the gradually increasing volume of measured, meditative breathing. The peace one feels, even momentarily with deep breathing and clearing one's mind, is well demonstrated and very real. Just try it. Once you've cleared your mind and begin to calm yourself, try something else. Jesus promised to give us his peace, not as the world does, but so that our hearts would not be troubled and we need not fear. That pervasive peace comes from the forgiveness of our sins and the knowledge that we've been reunited with God, no longer enemies, as we were before grace found us. The Apostle Paul told us what we should think about in these few moments that we give ourselves. See Philippians 4:8. I've found a shortcut, though. I breathe deeply several times, concentrating on emptying my mind and focusing on my breath. Then I simply count my blessings instead of sheep. Reminding yourself at least once or twice a day of the ways in which God has blessed you, whether it be health, children, your spouse, your job, your pet, your house, your yard, or just the cardinal on the branch outside your window, is guaranteed to bring you peace. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Philippians 4:8, New King James Version. Heavenly Father, let your Spirit remind us, with or without a smartwatch, that we need to pause, clear our minds of daily chaos and worry, and reflect on every good gift that comes from above. We thank you for your grace and the path back to peace through Jesus Christ. Amen. See you tomorrow.